Illinois is holding its primary today, but you might not know it. Mitt Romney is the only Republican presidential candidate campaigning there today. It's not winner-take-all. There are 54 delegates to divvy up, but Rick Santorum can only compete for 44 because he didn't qualify in some of the state's congressional districts under the party's new proportional system. But Santorum might take heart from NBC's Chuck Todd, who says he's war-gamed it out on that whiteboard of his, and he thinks there's a 50-50 chance that even with a big win in Illinois, Mitt Romney will not win enough delegates before this summer's convention. Judy Keene reports from Chicago for USA Today. Judy, start with what it's like. What's the enthusiasm level there? What's the turnout like?
Well, I spent part of my morning at about five different polling places just south of downtown Chicago. Chicago, of course, is a very Democratic city. But among the Republican voters, I found great enthusiasm. And yesterday I was in Winnebago County, Illinois, in the Rockford area where Rick Santorum was appearing. And the county chairman there said he expects big turnout.
Well, and you know, we try to be fair. It's a, you know, a voting day. So just what are you hearing from the voters for the front runners, for instance? What are the backers of Romney Santorum saying?
Well, it's interesting. I interviewed people who support Romney, of course, and cast their votes for him. Their sense is it's time to get behind him. One voter told me he's a man who has a plan, and at this point in our country's history and with the economy where it is, we really need a man with a plan. On the other hand, I interviewed a Santorum voter, a retired teacher, who said that she sort of resents that the sense that she has that party bigwigs, as she called them, are trying to force voters to coalesce behind Romney and allow his campaign to pivot and focus its attention on President Obama. So I'm really hearing the gamut. I also interviewed a couple of Ron Paul supporters who said they voted for him, even though he's not really campaigning in Illinois, as a protest vote because they don't like either of the two front runners.
A quick question. Both Ann Romney and Karen Santorum have been campaigning with their husbands in Illinois. What impact have they had, especially since, you know, there's concern that voters, moderate voters, might stay away because the talk had turned to social issues like contraception?
In fact, a couple of voters I've spoken to in Winnebago County said that they were impressed by the robocall. Those are the recorded automated pitches for support that voters get on their home telephones. Ann Romney placed one of those robocalls, and the woman I interviewed said she was very impressed and that she likes Ann Romney's poise and her support for her husband, and it might just tilt her vote toward Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Well, and just this whole idea, I mean, this is starting to feel like, what was that movie with Jane Fonda? They shoot horses, don't they? You know, it's about Depression-era people who danced in these dance contests till they dropped. And it's just, you know, starting to feel like that. And now there's talk again, it seems to come in waves, of a contested election. This idea that, not that somebody will come at, from outside the pack, but that Mitt Romney won't have the votes. Now, Nate Silver of the New York Times 538 blog, he writes, if Romney wins big in Illinois, the contested convention idea won't happen because he'll likely, you know, win the rest of the delegates in primary states because they'll fall like dominoes. Newt Gingrich disagrees, but so does NBC's Chuck Todd, as we mentioned. He says he's done this math and Romney could be 50 delegates short. So what are you hearing from party officials in Illinois?
Party officials like the fact that this campaign is still being contested. Of course, they have a selfish motivation there. It creates more enthusiasm and more turnout to affect the other, you know, contests that are on that long primary ballot. Voters in Illinois who are unaccustomed to having a say at this late stage in the nominating process, particularly in Illinois, say they really like that their vote matters. So it's a double-edged thing. There used to be a sense that Republican Party leaders would call the candidate aside and say, hey, it's time for you to get out. I don't know that that happens anymore. But in the last few days, we've seen people such as Haley Barbour, the former Mississippi governor who was once Republican Party chairman, and Karl Rove, former President George W. Bush's top political strategist, saying that they now believe that the length of this campaign has become a negative for the party and its eventual nominee. You have to wonder what kind of message they're trying to send there to Rick Santorum.
But as you said, voters seem to be loving it. And ahead, we have Louisiana, then Pennsylvania next month. And you're right. I mean, there were years when this nomination was sewn up in February. So now voters are getting to participate. Judy Keene, covering the Illinois primary for USA Today and for us today. Judy, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.